At the Movies with Richard Krause.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, that depends. Is there going to be anything to see at the movie theaters or streaming this weekend?
There's a couple of things here I think you'll like. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, I assume this is not pronounced Bros, and it's Bros.
Hi, everyone. It's Bobby Lieber, and welcome to your favorite podcast where I talk about whatever I feel like talking about. So these big movie producers came to me and said, we want you to write a rom-com about a gay couple. Something a straight guy might even like and watch with his girlfriend.
Gay guys are my jam.
Awesome. They said, we just want a movie that shows the world that gay relationships and straight relationships are the same. Love is love is love. And I said, love is love is love. No, it's not.
That was the voice of Billy Eichner. Do you remember a television show that was on a couple of years ago called Billy on the Street? And it was a guy that would run down the streets of New York City and literally ambush people and offer them money to answer ridiculous questions?
I do remember him, yeah.
Super fun show. And this was, he's now the writer and producer and star of Bros. And this is the first major studio LGBTQ plus rom-com to play exclusively in theaters. So it's kind of a groundbreaking film. And it's both subversive and cliched at the same time. What they have done here is taken the rom-com structure and set it in the LGBTQ2 world. With great results. This is a very funny movie with very appealing characters. If you like rom-coms, it follows all the Drew Barrymore rules of rom-coms. They have to meet in kind of a cute way, not get along really very well at first, break up for a little while, and then get back together. And that description doesn't ruin anything because rom-coms are not about the destination. They're about the journey. And in this case, the journey is pretty fun.
Okay, let's turn to scary, since we're heading into October and Halloween. There's a smile on the faces of one of the actors in this movie that is the scariest looking smile I've ever seen. The movie is called Smile.
What is it you like to talk about?
My patient. Hi. I know you're nervous. I just want to have a chat.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me. No! Oh my God! No!
So, that smile that you talk about is the kind of thing that once it embeds itself in your head, means that anytime a stranger on the street, like, just casually smiles at you, it's going to freak you out. Because that smile...
It already does.
That smile is the symptom in the movie of something much larger. So it starts off with a woman named Rose, who is played by Sosie Bacon, who's the daughter of Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick. She is a psychoanalyst working in an emergency room. And when a young woman comes in with deep psychological scars after having someone seen someone take their own life, It's a very challenging case for her, and it brings up all sorts of memories for Rose because she saw her mother take her own life. Then this woman, all of a sudden, gets this smile, this grin, and starts talking about how she's plagued by these visions of grinning faces and people are telling her to kill herself. And she does, in front of Rose, which sends her down a spiral. And then she starts seeing these smiling faces, and it goes on and on and on. And so what you have is kind of evil as, I guess, a virus that can pass from one person to another, which is kind of a terrifying and maybe timely kind of thing. But this movie doesn't do all that much with it. It's such a good premise, but it's a lot of jump scares. It is a lot of eerie atmosphere, but there's only one or two scenes and that smile that will stay with you after the movie's over.
Bros and Smile in theaters. This one is Apple TV Plus. And it's a good cast here. This seems promising. The greatest beer run ever.
I'm Chicky Donahue, and I am not supposed to be in Vietnam.
Look at you, sleeping your life away.
Look at these scumbags.
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, and you're embarrassing your family.
Do these protesters not know that our soldiers see that on TV?
I'd like to go over to Vietnam, track down all the boys in the neighborhood, and give them a beer.
I could do that.
Do what?
Bring him beer.
He's not serious. He's hammered. Look at him.
The man's stone sober. That's his fifth beer, maybe. Tops.
That was the voice of Bill Murray, who plays the bartender in a local bar in New York City, where Zac Efron, as a merchant marine, hangs out when he's not on at sea. And they're, as you just heard, sitting around talking, and the news coverage of the Vietnam War is so depressing. And it's 1967. A lot of boys from the neighborhood have been drafted to go fight over there. So the Zac Efron character decides that he's going to do the greatest beer run ever. It's the name of the movie. And take a duffel bag full of Pabst Blue Ribbon over to Vietnam and track down all the guys that he's known from the neighborhood who were fighting over there and give them a beer as a way of saying, thank you, we appreciate your service. And once he gets there, he starts meeting interesting people. He meets some war reporters, one played by Russell Crowe, who enlighten him as to what's really happening in Vietnam. And then he finds his way to the front lines, and true to his word, he's tossing out suds everywhere he goes and saying thank you to people, but he's getting a new political awareness that builds over time. And this is based on a true story. Apparently, this Chicky guy actually did this, and it was, at the time, a very big story in his local neighborhood. But at this point in the movie, it just feels like a little bit cliched and a little bit silly. It doesn't really dig deep enough to make it really make any kind of real statement, but it's a pretty good movie, you know, to sit at home on a Friday night or Saturday night and check out. Zac Efron is very good in it.
All right, check out Disney Plus for Hocus Pocus 2.
I banish thee from Salem forever.
They were right to fear thee. Magic has a way of uniting. Happy 16th birthday, child.
I have a gift for my favorite customers. Legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her powers.
Lock up your children! Yes, Salem, we're back!
That was Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy reprising their roles from the 1993 movie Hocus Pocus. And this is on Disney Plus, and it's a fun update that is kind of nostalgic for the first movie. If you were a fan of that movie, and a lot of people are, this movie does really well every Halloween. This is the kind of update that you watch. You won't remember a great deal about it after it's all said and done, but it's a bit of fun while you're sitting in front of it.
Yeah, my team looked at me this morning in our meeting like I was crazy for not having heard of Hocus Pocus 1. Probably wasn't called Hocus Pocus 1 at the time. But
it just, it was not. It's just called Hocus Pocus. But it is a movie that is extremely popular every year around Halloween. And in Salem, they actually celebrate it every year.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea. You learn something every day on this show. Thank you, Richard. Enjoy your weekend.
I will, Bill. You too. Thank you very much.
Richard Krause, our movie guy, Last Call podcast host as well, available now on Spotify and Apple. The Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.